Seeing behind truth to principle. Seeing behind truth to principle. Can you see behind truth to the principle? Can you see the divine cause behind all existence? Can you look at creation and can you see why creation came into being? What caused creation to be a function at all in the world? What caused creation to come forth? Why is it that appearances are as they are, and we believe that appearances are reality? Why is it that we look at life, and we look at truth, and we look at all these things, and we say to ourselves, wow, that's terrible, or my, that's good? How can we do that? How can we look at these things and know these things and find these things and look behind the truth to find principle? Many times we look at something, we say, now that's bad. That's bad. That's a disease that's run rampant. It's in the body, it's in the mind, it's in the soul. It's terrible. That's a disease that is destroying humanity, that's destroying all life. How do you stop it? How do you control it? How do you men work with it? Well, you don't. You don't. And that's the whole idea. The whole idea is to see behind the truth to principle. How do you look behind disease to principle? Well, the principle is whatever thought you have in your mind that I have in my mind, that is the experience that I have. And we may be the most pure and beautiful souls on the face of the earth. We may be the most honorable beings with so much integrity, so much wonder and magic, and we die of cancer. And we die of illnesses, and we die of diseases. We die of things that only God can handle. Why is it? Well, we do it because we're not looking behind the experience, the truth, the evidence, to the principle. The principle says, whatever things you think upon, that you will experience. Whatever things you have in your consciousness, that you will have in your everyday experience. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As we think in our soul, in our being, in our whole area of being, that's it. Now, people say, well, why did that good person have cancer? Why did that good person have children that are so rascalious and they do not behave and they are not cooperative and they're not loving? How come? And why, oh Lord? Why me? Oh God, what have I done that has caused me to be experiencing these evil effects? Well, so we see beyond truth to principle. The truth may be the evidence that we see about us, but the principle always remains untouched, always remains whole and perfect, always remains pure to the ultimate degree. We have cancer in our life because we think about it. We have illness in our life because we think about it. We have unhappiness in our life because we think about it. We have anything in our life because we think about it. We have goodness in our life because we think about it. We have joy in our life because we think about it. If we are thinking about joy, and then someone near us, beloved to us, is experiencing a lack of joy, if we put our attention on their lack of joy, we compound their lack of joy, and we help to make their lack of joy grow and grow and grow and grow and be something more permanent in their life. Permanent? There's nothing permanent. Things are constantly changing. Things are constantly being different in our world. And they're being different in our world because we are constantly dwelling around with principle on issues. We're saying I'm unhappy and we're unhappy. We're saying I'm happy and yet we're not happy when we're saying I'm happy, because we don't believe we're happy. We don't put our concentration on being happy. We don't put our concentration on living that lovely, beautiful, wholesome, fantastic life. We can. We can see beyond the truth, or see beyond the evidence. What is truth? Truth is but an appearance. The truth is that today you're suffering from illness. Tomorrow you're suffering from wholeness. Why? Today you're putting your attention on illness, and tomorrow you're putting your attention on wholeness. Well, today we can put our attention on wholeness, on principle, if that is our choice. Today we can put our attention on the idea that all is in divine order right now, if that is our choice, because that surely is principle. All is in divine order. Nothing has been created in the universe that is not in divine order. All is in divine order. All is an expression of that which is pure and good and beautiful. All is an expression of love. All is an expression of wholeness. All is an expression of truth. Yes, but is it the truth that you see now, or the truth that you see tomorrow? Or is it, what is truth? Well, that's a good test for all of us to consider. Truth is what we believe. Principle is what is eternal, everlasting. The truth is, we see ourselves with a broken arm. Now, that's the truth. You have a broken arm. And how do you have that arm heal? By taking your attention away from the broken arm to the whole arm. And you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And you keep telling yourself this again and again and again, empowering this in your experience and in your life. And you see behind the truth, you see behind the evidential truth, you see behind the appearance, you see behind the appearance. And the principle is always there waiting to be revealed to you, to me, in our lives, in most noble, wonderful ways. Just believe. And that doesn't mean believe in something that's impossible. Just believe in the principle. 2 times 2 is 4, and you don't understand it, but you use it, and it becomes a wonderful tool of mathematics. This is the way principle works. It's a wonderful tool of living. And the tool of living says, I like me. The tool of living says, I love you. The tool of living says, I live in a world of beauty and goodness and wholeness and wonder. I live in a world of life and love. I live in a world of joy. I live in a world that is principle fulfilled in every way. 2 times 2 is 4. I like me. 2 times 2 is 5. That action of a statement is going to get you an incorrect response, an incorrect answer. And is that what you want? It seems like it is, doesn't it? But it's only what you seem to think at the moment, and it has nothing to do with anything at all, because truth can be a facade. It can be an outpicturing of something, and the principle still stands behind it, waiting to be revealed. You might say, it's like building a house. First you have an idea in your mind, and then you go to the architect and you say, this is what I have, this is what I want done. And the architect imagines from what you've told him what you'd like, and a few structural basic foundations he puts in there, and then he goes on and he designs more and more. And you say, well, I'd like this changed here a little bit. And the architect says, no problem, we'll just draw a line there and make that change. Or I'd like this taken out. And so the architect erases it. And there's no problem. It doesn't say that it can't be done. It just says that once you have put the cause in motion of the desire in your heart, then that desire comes forth in your life beautifully, wonderfully, perfectly, magnificently, and now. What kind of an architect are you of your life? Are you going to draw problems in your world? Are you going to draw problems into your house, into your property, or into whatever you're doing? Or are you going to use all of your imagination of goodness, all of your imagination of wonder and joy and peace and harmony? Magic, magic, magic. Magic is the principle behind that always says, hey, ask me, I'll tell you. It is done now. For once we have it in our heart, once we have it in our mind, once we have it in our soul, then it is done for us. Seeing behind truth, the principle, is perhaps the most fun game in town. And it's a game that I want to learn to play with all my heart and soul. And so I can visualize myself designing a house for me to live in. I can visualize myself drawing the house myself or having an architect draw it to make sure that it's done in every possible way that I want it really done. I can go buy a house that's already built and have somebody else's idea. Or I can have my own idea. I like to think the thought that I can have my own idea. I can have my own truth, expressing the principle. And that the vision that I see, the view that I see, is magic beyond imagination. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is, because that is where I am now. And that is where you are. Let's all train ourselves to look behind the truth. Let's train ourselves to look behind the appearances. Train ourselves to look behind what seems to be, what has to be, and see the principle at work. And say, oh yes, it's just a matter of erasing this here. It's a matter of inserting this here. It's a matter of this slight change here or this attitude there. And when I am in charge, when I take charge, every thought I think is one of success and one of positive right action, one of joy, one of peace, one of harmony. Every thought I think is one that fulfills the principle in my life and in your life. Say this for yourself today, as I do for myself. I like me, I like me, I like me. Say this for yourself and know that I like you, I like you, I like you. I like my world, I like everything. And then you'll know, unconditionally, I love you. I love you. I love you.